You're, of course, are listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is a Tuesday afternoon. This is the 29th day of April 2014. On the phone line is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good April afternoon to you, Wayne.
My gosh, April's about over, Todd.
Well, it's about over. Farmers are out of the field, at least temporarily, but in our area, they have gotten quite a bit of corn in the ground. Many have finished. There are other places around the nation and even around the state that haven't moved so much.
You know, we've seen either they're just about done or they just haven't started over here, depending on what they felt like, whether they wanted to plant before this rain and cooler weather spate here. But a lot of corn's went in the ground. A lot of ground is already formed to go as soon as they can get back in the field. Anhydrous is on, and, you know, I think that we'll see some tremendous progress. The fact of the matter is we've only had about an inch over in our area, so with the wind blowing here, depending on what the rain does tonight, there could be a little movement tomorrow.
Oh, they could be back in the field. That would be good. Hey, a couple of things I want to talk to you about. Can I talk with you just a bit about China?
Sure.
What's been happening there and with the owner of Smithfield Foods that has purchased that? We'll hear a bit about that later this afternoon yet from Dave Dickey in the Ag News. But it looks to me like they're going to have some problems with that Smithfield payout and the final purchase. And what will that really mean over the long term, if anything, or do we just have to kind of wait it out?
Well, I think it's not good whenever you have a deal that doesn't go through well. I mean, that's just sort of the bad thing about it. But, you know, we're going to have to wait and see a little bit on how the things shake on out. But, you know, the hog industry that they bought and intended on bringing a lot of stuff into the from the U.S. into China because of that, you know, it does throw some red flags up in saying that maybe the importing of pork and that isn't going to work so well.
And nonetheless, hogs and the PEDV are still a problem here in the United States, and we've got some really high prices, and they remain there.
Yeah, I mean, we have got some real problems. You know, we've talked to some hog producers and that along the way, and some of the big, big feeders out there that are raising these hogs, they've got lots of empty buildings, and come end of July, August, September, I think we're going to notice a real cut down in what the slaughter numbers are.
I took the day off yesterday and made my way across to some areas that have pasture land, speaking of animals that aren't there. There seemed to me some empty pastures where I thought there ought to be some feeder calves there.
You would think there would be, but boy, the feeder calves have been selling tremendously high, and they're going into feedlots at a lot lighter weight. In a lot of cases, these guys are just wanting to get them on feed and try to get these high prices for these cattle that way. And we're seeing them fed to heavier weights to boot, so the feedlots are taking them out of the grass lots a lot sooner.
Corn, beans, and wheats and wheat all made a nice stab higher today.
You know, the July corn is the highest close we've seen in 8 months here today, Todd. You know, so, and believe it or not, the cash corn, we're 64 cents less than South American corn at this point in time. So we're going to continue to see the exports probably be good until they come down a little lower in price. So we've got that market under control. And, of course, the wheat tour is seeming to see some bad fields out there. We got to see how they total it up for the day and haven't seen those numbers. But it does look like it's going to be a projection of a lower crop and maybe not quite as good as we thought the crop rating. By equating the crop ratings back into it, maybe it isn't going to be quite as good as we thought it was.
Do you have any concerns about the export numbers from the United States for corn and whether they can actually deliver the corn, whether those will be rolled forward, might they be canceled? I don't know.
You know, we look here, and we're, even though we're seeing some fairly good numbers, we're going to have to keep some awfully good numbers week in, week out to get up to the exports that they have projected. So, you know, it's not like the wheat or the beans that were way ahead on them. So, you know, good numbers are going to keep rolling in, but it's going to be hard. We can't see any increases in those numbers, I don't think.
Actually, the 19% planted yesterday was a number that was a little lower, I think, than most had expected, although we have a couple of years in the rolling 5 years that were planted pretty quickly. I don't think it's as far behind as many are suggesting, and we'll hear some about that from the Indiana statistician a little bit later in this program. But I'm wondering whether, when you look at the corn number, whether you're surprised that it managed to stay strong today, even in the face of planting.
You know, we did see an awful lot of strength there today. I was surprised that it was as good as it was. I didn't think the 19% was that bad a number. A lot of people are looking at not this week's forecast, but the next week's forecast, and, of course, the variation of the models. And if we would have trouble getting back in the field next week, I think then is when we start to feel a little pain. I think some are maybe looking a little hard at the the bad excuse for not being a plant next week. Also, there is a lot of talk about some acreage shifting out of corn if we can't get in by the middle of next week in the southern states, and of course some of the northern states where some of that bad weather, this even a little bit of snow falling, is falling that way too. So that's what they were talking about, a little reduction in acres.
Old crop corn, or rather old crop soybeans, still climbing higher.
Yeah, you know, even if we are going to plant more acres of beans, well, that doesn't help the old crop situation. We're surprised to see as much strength as there was in this area. You know, we talked to our old buddy Dan Zwicker, and boy, he's just bulled up in the technical charts, got him rolling on down the road, and I guess if he's right, I'm going to have a lot of egg on my face.
Well, we'll see whether he's right. In fact, I think I will post this, and a little later I pre-recorded this. You're going to hear me tell you how to get to Dan's thoughts from last week, and I'm going to try to post that just directly into willag.org so you can see it on the front page. I've got to go find it and make sure it's there, but a lot of people have asked about it, and they probably want to hear it again, so we'll go back and let Dan and I talk about it up there on the willag.org. Anything else for the week that you want to take up before I let you go?
You know, we're getting up to some pretty attractive prices here on the November beans, at $12.48 today.
Yeah.
You know, with this thing running like this and with the idea that we are going to maybe have a few less corn acres and a few more bean acres, somewhere in this $12.50 to above, why is not a level to maybe sell a few cash beans.
Yeah, I suppose that's only 50 cents off the last high back in June of last year. So
yeah, it's getting like an awful good price.
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Todd.
That's Wayne Nelson. He's with L&M Commodities out of Newmarket, Indiana. Joined us on the closing market report for this Tuesday afternoon.